It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, April 8th, 2019. Today is the 64th birthday of American writer Barbara Kingsolver, born in 1955 in Annapolis, Maryland. Raised in Carlisle, Kentucky, she also lived briefly in the Congo in her early childhood, where her father, a physician, worked as a medical missionary. She earned degrees in biology at DePauw University and the University of Arizona, and worked as a freelance writer before she began writing novels. Her widely known works include The Poisonwood Bible, The Tale of a Missionary Family in the Congo, and Animal Vegetable Miracle, a nonfiction account of her family's attempts to eat locally. Each of her books, published since 1993, has been on the New York Times bestseller list. She has received numerous awards, including the Dayton Literary Peace Prize's Richard C. Holbrooke Distinguished Achievement Award for 1911, UK's Orange Prize for Fiction in 2010 for The Lacuna, and the National Humanities Medal. She's also been nominated for the Pen Faulkner Award and the Pulitzer Prize. In 2000, she established the Bellwether Prize to support the literature of social change. After graduating from high school, Kingsolver attended DePauw University in Greencastle, Indiana, on a music scholarship, studying classical piano. Eventually, she changed her major to biology when she realized that classical pianists compete for job openings, few in number, and the rest of them get to play Blue Moon in a hotel lobby somewhere. She was involved in activism on her campus and took part in protests against the Vietnam War. She graduated Phi Beta Kappa with a Bachelor of Science degree in 1977 and moved to France for a year before settling in Tucson, where she lived for much of the next two decades. Kingsolver began her full-time writing career in the mid-1980s as a science writer for the university, which eventually led to some freelance feature writing. She began her career in fiction writing after winning a short story contest in a local Phoenix newspaper. She moved to Tenerife in the Canary Islands for a year during the first Gulf War, mostly due to frustration over America's military involvement. In the late 1990s, she was a founding member of the Rock Bottom Remainders, a rock and roll band made up of published writers. Other band members included Amy Tan, Matt Groening, Dave Barry, and Stephen King, and they play for 1 week during the year. Kingsolver played the keyboard but is no longer an active member of the group. Her literary interests are varied, and she often writes about places and situations with which she is familiar. Many of her stories are based in places where she's lived, such as Central Africa and Arizona. She has stated emphatically that her novels are not autobiographical, but there are certainly strong common elements between her life and her work. Her books are often seen as strongly idealistic, and her writing has been called a form of activism. In a 2000 interview with The Guardian, Kingsolver says, "I never wanted to be famous, and I still don't. The universe rewarded me with what I dreaded most." She said she created her own website just to compete with a plethora of fake ones, as she put it, as a defense to protect my family from misinformation. Wikipedia abhors a vacuum, it seems. If you don't define yourself, it will be done for you, and in colorful ways. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 8th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.